from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on NewsTalkZB in a sillier package. And good news, we've got an actual Mike Hosking back on deck for you this morning to put in that package. So today is mostly going to be reports from his LA holiday, but we will get a little bit of other stuff in there because it looks like National's about to walk back their immigration propositions. And first up, though, with the BBC pay gap scandal in old Blighty, are there comparisons to be drawn here?
TVNZ is a commercial operator, and as such, the wages they pay do not come from the taxpayer. Every cent I earn, for example, from TVNZ comes from the advertising associated with the program I host. Radio New Zealand, on the other hand, is entirely funded by you and I. So, do we deserve to know what they do with our money? Well, of course we do, yes. Do we need to know what the newsreader earns, though? No. Because who can possibly win out of that? Under current law, publicly listed companies offer up the wages of board members and CEOs. But as the BBC example has shown, there are those who are paid through other channels within any given company, and they didn't appear, and I suspect I might fall into such a category. And just imagine if my salary was made public. I mean, can you imagine the reaction, very little of which would be rational, because the people who do the most reacting do it for headlines and don't have a clue as to what goes into any given agreement. How hard can it be to sit and talk for a couple of hours a day? That's the argument, and when that's the level of the debate, the debate's going nowhere fast, therefore it's not worth having. Any wage is the result of a couple of people agreeing on terms and conditions. And no matter whether they're private or in public, in some way, shape or form, those terms and conditions are ultimately accountable. Taxpayer-owned companies are accountable to the government minister, private companies to the owner and or the shareholder. But wages aren't a democracy. They're a business transaction. And if the people writing the checks are happy, then that is the end of that.
I know some of you will be shocked and dismayed to hear that you are paying for anything that National Radio does. And it's a mystery to me how it continues on, but there you go. I guess people will listen to anything that doesn't have ads, I suppose. Is that what's happened there? Now, National, they were talking about tightening up the immigration conditions, but now maybe less so. Let's see what Mike thinks about all of this. I think he gave the Prime Minister a bit of a hard time about it. Little spoiler there.
If you take a restaurant and they need people in their kitchen and suddenly they need to earn way more than they currently do, how does that not mean it's not harder to do business?
Well, look, if an industry like hospitality just needs to make sure that it is investing in people and upskilling them and making sure that if Kiwis are available, they're getting them. We don't want big sectors of the economy relying on an inflow of people from overseas. But when there's so much job creation going on, so much work that needs to be done, then we're willing to work with them just to get the balance right. It's all about the balance here.
Well, yes, I understand that. But, I mean, between the restaurant industry, the hospitality industry, the trucking industry, the farming industry, they've all said exactly the same thing, haven't they?
And horticulture as well.
And horticulture as well. How long's that line? All telling you the same thing.
Well, and that's a lot. We put the proposals out. There's parts of it that make a bigger difference than others, and that's the feedback that we're listening to. But look, this is good news. We've got, particularly in our regions,
good news because you're correcting a mistake that you shouldn't have made in the first place.
Well, no, we put out a proposition. The policy hasn't actually changed.
The proposition was stupid. And we told you that at the time. It didn't work. It made no sense. You were going to get pushback and feedback on it. It's exactly what you've got. Now you've got to walk it back.
Well, look, we're trying to get the balance right. It's always about a bit of tweaking and working with industry. That's what we're doing. And it's reflecting a strongly growing economy. And that's the right reason to be reconsidering some aspects of
it. Yeah, I sometimes feel like it must be a terribly depressing way to start your week. And be shouted at by Mike Hosking. Particularly if you do think that you perhaps are in the wrong. That must be very uncomfortable. Right, now, this is the moment you've been waiting for, of course. Intimate details of Mike Hosking's holiday in Los Angeles.
I must tell you, I mentioned California and where I've been for the last couple of weeks. I must tell you, here's California in 60 seconds for you. Because I've been to California before or Los Angeles before, but I'd never done all the stuff that we did. in the last couple of weeks, and some of it's worth doing and some of it isn't. And I suppose I'm one of those people in life, you go, well, if you're going to be there, you may as well tick a box and go there. For example, Santa Monica. Wouldn't go again. You go down there, and I stood at Santa Monica Beach, one of the most famous beaches in all the world, and I thought to myself, is this it? Won't be back. Not bad, but, you know, it is what it is.
And well, I don't understand, because I'm pretty sure I saw some kind of Instagram post where you said you can't spend the rest of your life cycling along Santa Monica Boulevard.
Cycling along Santa Monica Boulevard is fun to the extent that it's a sunny, hot day. There's a lot of beach. It's a relaxed vibe. And would you want to do it a lot? Not really.
Maybe I just misunderstood your meaning. Maybe you were saying, glad I don't have to spend the rest of my life doing that. Can't wait to get back to getting up in the middle of the night to go to work.
If you go the certain direction in Santa Monica Beach, you end up in a place called Venice. Venice is to be avoided. People talk about Venice and Muscle Beach and all that sort of stuff. It's full of homeless people.
Is that crazy guy on the rollerblades with the guitar still there?
Still there. They're all there. There's one. He's one of 9,000. But then you go to Malibu. Malibu is worth going to. There's not much in Malibu. You drive miles up the road to Malibu, but there's not a lot there. There's a pier, and there's a couple of cafes on the pier, and that's worth going to because it's very beautiful, and you look up to the Kardashians' house and stuff like that. So it's but apart from that, it's a motorway, a pier, a pretty ordinary sort of beach, and that's about it. But it's very picturesque. It's very beautiful. You will have seen it in all the movies. Now, answer me this, Glenn. Before we went, Glenn, who's been to Disneyland, I'd never been to Disneyland before, and I said, look, I know my kids. I reckon we'll spend 7 or 8 hours at Disneyland. We'll knock it all off on no worries at all. Glenn, who's been to Disneyland, he goes 3 days minimum. So you need 3 or 4 weeks. And anyway, ask me how long I spent at Disneyland. 7 hours. In and out. Seven hours. Done and dusted.
But you would have gone in there and you would have gone. Now, look, I told Glenn that we were only going to be here.
No.
7 or 8 hours. Time. Come on, keep it moving.
Took a boat, went in at 7 o'clock, left at 3. At 3 o'clock, I said, hands up, who wants to go? Every hand was up. We were done, did all the rides, came and went. Thanks very much for coming. Universal Studios. Waste of time. Don't go. Don't even bother. Looks old-fashioned. Looks like a... Have you ever been to Universal Studios as a movie set that looks like it used to be made for making movies but no longer is because it's all CGI'd? We just went around these endless sets that were no longer used, except Dunkirk, which is a movie currently out, was filmed at Universal. They have the biggest blue or green screen in the world with a big pit that they fill in with water. So all the rescue scenes in Dunkirk apparently was filmed there. Apart from that, who needs it? Warner Brothers? Very good. Very, very good. Well worth a visit to Warner Brothers. So what have we encapsulated? Universal, not worth it. Disneyland's worth going once, but don't spend too long. Santa Monica's okay. Malibu's fantastic. Venice is a waste of time. Basically, there's California in a nutshell.
Bernadine and I have just taken a vote off air.
Yes.
And we have decided that you, in about 2 minutes, have just sucked all the joy out of our world.
No. Because the California itself.
We are now. I'm talking. We've both been to Universal Studios.
Did you have a ball?
We've both been to Disneyland.
Did you honestly have a ball at Universal? Did you go to Universal and think, my God?
Yeah, I love Universal. Universal more than Disneyland. I like how compact it is, how it's easy to get from bit to bit.
I tell you what I will tell you.
I'm just wondering if you went to the right places.
Oh, I went to the right places.
Did you buy a cheap tourist map and go to some fake places? Is that what happened?
Beverly Hills.
You went to Disneyland with the Y after the D and not at the
N. No. It's just
Disneyland.
Do you know what I liked? I liked the sunshine and I liked the heat every day and the consistency of the weather. And I liked everybody was laid back and they were full of the joys of life. They were just getting on with the world and no one mentioned Trump. There wasn't Trump anywhere. It wasn't Trump's America. It was California. It was lovely. I want to live there. We're thinking of buying an apartment and moving there. So there you go. That's how much I love California. Just didn't need the rest of it. That's all.
Yes, which just goes to show there's nothing Mike can't achieve if he doesn't set his mind to it. Because like so many other people, goes to Disneyland and doesn't enjoy it. In fact, I couldn't let it go, especially when I received a text from a source close to the whole expedition.
Did you go on the Cars ride at Disneyland?
What's the Cars ride? I went on a whole bunch of rides.
What's the See, I don't know. Something's just not ringing true here. In fact,
breaking news.
I've just received some correspondence.
Oh no.
Quote: we all loved Universal Venice.
No, we
and California in general.
Yes, we loved California.
This is a direct quote. This has just come in. The Grinch. I'm not quite sure who this correspondent's referring to, and they. The Grinch was actually not invited to those places, but came begrudgingly.
Well, I came with an open mind.
No, it doesn't sound like you did. Begrudgingly.
I came with an open mind to tick a box. Let me tell you a story about Disneyland, and here's a piece of US entrepreneurial spirit for you. For $5,000, you can go to Disneyland and get a private tour. In other words, they will jump lines for you. They'll get you to the front of the line for $5,000. The woman running a modern company, an alternative company, used to work at Disneyland. She used to look at that and go, what a rip. Who's paying $5,000 to get some weird private tour around Disneyland to skip the queues? So she started her own company. So for $675, you pay this woman and a mate who come along and they show you around Disneyland and they get the, what are they called? The fast passes. And one goes ahead to the fast pass, gets a fast pass for the next ride. So you literally never queue. You just wander up, jump on board. And everyone does it these days, apparently. And that's why there are no queues and it works a treat. And you can do Disneyland in 7 hours. You're just in, out, and out the other side. So this woman took a $5,000 thing and said, I can do it better and I can do it cheaper. And she does. And she started a business. And for $675, I would thoroughly, thoroughly recommend it. Disneyland, to me, was good for 12-year-olds. It had that magical quality for 12-year-olds. Anyone older than that, I thought, it just looked a little bit small, a little bit, I don't know, fantastical, a little bit fairyland.
It's so weird, you know, because I always considered you to have the maturity of about a 12-year-old.
Well, it's I don't know, but the Universal thing just looked a bit tired, looked a bit old. A few too many strange people in Venice for me. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird.
Oh, well, there you go. If nothing else today, we have achieved a breakthrough in getting Mike Hosking to admit that he is indeed weird. Something we've known for, well, forever. But he's just waking up to the fact. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap for Monday. Let's see you back here again with some more weird accoutrement tomorrow.